Researchers at the University of Massachusetts Amherst have discovered a new method of making materials capable of self-propulsion, moving without motors or hands. The research, which was funded by the US Army Research Office, could hold a range of military implications. Joining us today to discuss the research is Dr. Al Crosby, a professor of polymer science and engineering at the university's College of Natural Sciences. Dr. Crosby, first of all, thank you very much for taking the time to join us today.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
So your team has learned how to make materials that snap and reset themselves using only the energy flow from their own environments. Perhaps starting off, you could give us an overview of this this snapping concept and why that's so important in nature and in robots.
So it actually starts with actuators. Actuators are like muscles or motors, and they're typically used to move organisms or robots. And most actuators, in fact, all actuators, have a natural trade-off. So they can either move really fast and exert very small forces, or they can move really slow and exert a lot of force. So if you want to do two of those opposite things together, like move really fast and exert a lot of force, you have to do something different. And organisms, you know, many of the fastest moving, most powerful organisms have actually found a different approach. What they do is they move their muscles slowly and they store that energy that they're putting in a spring, and they engage a latch and they hold that spring there with the latch until they need it. And then they release that spring and it moves as fast as it can and releases all the force that's been stored in that spring. And so these mechanisms are called Lamson mechanisms. And a lot of organisms actually use snap instabilities as the latch, okay? In fact, one of the great examples is the Venus flytrap plant that can snap as fast to catch a fly.
Yeah, that's really interesting, thank you. And so on the energy side of things, you uncovered the physics originally by watching a gel strip dry. So why was that significant?
Yeah, it's actually a great story. So we literally were watching this gel strip dry that had some solvent in it. It was evaporating. And, you know, the gel was kind of wiggling around on a table. And yeah, there's a lot of slow movements, but every so often it'd be really jerky. It would jerk really quickly. And we recognized that those were snap instabilities. Our group had studied snap instabilities quite a bit before. But and snapping has been studied for a long time. You know, this is as common as pushing in a soda can and watching it pop out. But what was really amazing to us was that many snap instabilities occurred. This kept on moving without us having to reset it with our hands or use any kind of motor. And so we wanted to understand, how did that gel strip keep on doing this just by drying?
So is that an example then of how a material can gain energy from its own environment? And what other sorts of examples are there? How does that process actually occur?
Yeah. Thanks for the question. So what actually happens is when the gel strip was snapping, okay, on one side, it becomes concave and that slowed down the evaporation. On the other side, it was convex and actually sped up evaporation. And as more solvent evaporated on the convex side, it would actually snap so that that convex side became concave. And it would reverse the way the solvent inside the gel would be flowing. And so it would go back and forth and back and forth. And it's this really nice balance of drying and then elasticity. And so we were able to take those lessons and actually start to do something with it by making things jump.
And how could that work in military applications? I mean, are there any examples of the potential for this discovery for military applications?
So in terms of, you know, military applications, some of the things that, you know, we think about or have dreamt about, it, let's say, is where, you know, you could actually have materials that are taking maybe humidity from the air and swelling during slow times, let's say, when you don't need it. And then if you design the material correctly, when it starts drying, or maybe you have it dry on one side, you maybe you can boost, give an extra energy boost to get over some rough terrain or to get out of a situation that you need a lot of power to do it very quickly at high acceleration. And it'll allow you to not have to carry around all the bulky motors or lots of other fuel. You can use the environment to give you that extra boost.
No, that's fascinating. And so could that work in, would it have to be in an environment with kind of, moisture that the material could use, or could it work in dry and arid environments as well?
Yeah, I think a lot of these principles are actually fairly universal. So I gave the example of humidity because it's something that maybe we all can appreciate. But we think and we know there are other materials out there that maybe you could change the way small molecules or liquid moves inside by maybe shining light or by controlling an electric flow. So you can control ions flowing from one side of a structure to another and still bringing in the snap instability. So the key is you want some small molecules like some liquids or maybe some ions to move back and forth into balance with what we call the elasticity of the structure and allow you to take advantage of that snap. So I think there are a lot of other ways that you can do this without just relying upon the humidity.
Absolutely. And just the last question, Dr. Crosby, is what's coming up next for the research?
Yeah, so one of the things that we're most excited about is we have taken some of these lessons and we made some small slinkies, if you will, or some really small scale fibers that can move really fast, and we can bundle them together and make some little things that look like muscles on small scales using the exact same principles that we talked about here.
That's fantastic, Dr. Crosby. Thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you again for asking the questions.